Hello, thank you for joining us. I'm Scott Anderson, Program Manager on the OS Security Team.
And I'm Claude Alea, PM on the Security Services Team.
We're going to talk about Device Guard and getting your applications into the circle of trust. Really, this is all about getting your applications signed. The vast majority of malware out there today is not signed, so simply by getting into a program where you're signing everything, you're eliminating huge chunks of malware, and we want to help you and show you how easy it is to do today. So, Device Guard is basically a combination of hardware and security features that lets you lock down your PC like an appliance or a mobile phone, but at the same time trust the line of business applications that you rely on to run your business. Kernel development for Device Guard requires that your drivers are all signed by Microsoft and that your drivers are compatible with our virtualization-based security services. And that basically means that you need to use safe APIs like NX, not do any peek-poke operations. Basically, you can never have a page that's both writable and executable. Anything that's going to be executed needs to be verified by virtualization-based security, so you can't be doing any direct memory manipulation like that. We can also allow enterprises to control which drivers they trust on their enterprise machines using a Device Guard policy. Okay, on the user mode side, really requiring signed applications is a new thing. Historically, you've never needed to have your application signed to run on the Windows desktop. And with Device Guard and user mode code integrity, you now will need to have them signed. And really, the main thing we're trying to emphasize to you as application developers is to sign your applications so that enterprises can use that as a way to know to trust them. A little bit of background, there's two ways you can sign your application. One is embedded signing, and that's where the signature lives directly with the executable or DLL. The other is catalog signing. The advantage for catalog signing is that you can do that independent of the actual binary. So for example, if you have an installation package, you can catalog sign everything in that package without needing to modify your package in any way. So that's great for third-party apps that maybe you're bringing into an enterprise, or for internal applications where you don't want to have to modify them and you just want to add a signature after the fact. But I know what you're all thinking.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, IT code signing. Code signing is hard. Just as the vast majority of malware is unsigned, so is the vast majority of line of business applications. Enterprises shouldn't blindly trust all software from ISVs, even if it is signed. Thankfully, in Windows 10, we provide some tools to ease the difficulty of code signing. So how do we get our apps into the circle of trust? First off, you could distribute and sign your apps through the Microsoft Store. If you are a developer distributing applications to many enterprises, let's say like Adobe, then you could sign using your own certificates. If you're an enterprise signing line of business applications and you already have your own internal PKI, you could just use that. But maintaining PKI is difficult and expensive. And for that, we've came up with the Microsoft Device Guard Signing Service. So what is the Device Guard Signing Service? What it does is provide an easy way to sign your catalogs and code integrity policies. We provide two methods for doing that, a portal in the Windows Store for Business, as well as PowerShell commandlets. It exposes the public certificates and keeps the private keys and certificates locked away in HSMs where they are never exposed. Each signing key and certificates are unique. So now let's go into the demo. So here we have the Windows Store for Business. Let's go ahead and download our default policy. If we open up this policy, we'll see a whole bunch of signers. Included in this is your enterprise-specific signers. Here you could see them as BSP Partner 1. And this will be your enterprise signer when you go ahead and download your default policy. Now let's go back to the signing service. And we are going to install your organization's root cert. The reason we are doing this is because it is your own enterprise's root cert. So we need to install it to the cert store. So it'll be a trusted root. Now that we have done that, let's do the rest of the demo in our PowerShell commandlets. The first thing we're going to do is turn on enforcement mode. Your default policy, by default, comes with audit mode turned on, which does not block applications from running, but instead logs them as errors in the code integrity logs. Once we've turned on enforcement mode, we're going to convert our XML to a binary format. This allows it to be signed. After we've done this, we want to submit our file to be signed to the signing service. And finally, after we have our signed binary, we want to put it in the correct System32 code integrity folder.
Right. And once you've put it into the System32 code integrity folder, it takes effect once you've rebooted the system. For this demo, we've set up a second VM, which I'll bring up over here. And on the second VM, you'll see we already have an enforced policy in place. So I'm going to try to run the 7-zip installer here. And you will see right away it fails. So can't install it because that's not a trusted application. So let's go back to the first machine and figure out how to make that a trusted application. The first thing we do is run another of the tools that we were just talking about. It's called Package Inspector. So Package Inspector, let me just copy and paste. We're copying and pasting. These are all real live commands, but we're copying and pasting just so you don't see any typos from us. Package Inspector basically scans your entire system to make sure that everything, that we capture all the file writes that happen on the system, and then from that we can make a catalog like I talked about earlier, and then sign that catalog, and that way we can know that everything as part of that installation is something that you trust in your organization. So I've started Package Inspector. Now I'm going to grab from our demo folder the 7-zip. I'm going to copy it over to downloads, so as if I were somebody just installing it. It's important to actually copy it over because then we trust the zip file itself, or in cases where it's an application, the application. You can see this one's an .exe. I double-click on the .exe, go through the full installation, and you'll see all these files that are getting written down by the installation. That all got captured by Package Inspector. Normally, it's probably safest also to run the application in case there's any further setup, but in this case, I know that it's okay as is, and we've completed the capture. So now I'm going to do Package Inspector stop, and copy the next couple commands also. So I will stop Package Inspector, and then we will submit the catalog that we created from Package Inspector to the signing portal. And you can easily incorporate this into your workflow, for example, into your build system when you've built a new version of an application, just automatically submit it to the portal, get it signed. It doesn't need to add any super complexity. I've then copied it over to a shared location so that I can grab that same catalog that's now been signed, and which makes it trusted on the other system over here. So on this system, I will copy the catalog into proper location, and then I'm going to use the SignTool tool. So it's not actually signing in this case, it's just adding that catalog into the catalog database. All right, so it successfully added the catalog that we created and signed on the other machine into the catalog database. So now if I go back to 7-zip and install it, you'll see, yes, right, we got blocked much earlier than this before, and I can go ahead and install, and all the binaries that it's laying down have already been trusted. And that's all you need to do to get your application trusted, a couple of minutes of work. So call to action here is basically just get your app signed. We've included some links that will give you more information, background on everything that we've shown you. We want to debunk the myth that it's too hard to sign your applications. Get rid of that elephant in the room. Thank you for joining us.